a bunch of power, and that your hibernated Twitter and Facebook accounts have a monetary value that can be converted into money and swapped for vast domains. Why would they be so raunchous about your data input? Who ever would have thought that it would actually have a value? That's why we had to get Carolyn out of their damn cloud. And we have.
Humans are communicators in the world. Little people communicate through social mortar. That's our basic fact of the little people. So you externalize it, like McLuhan said, as an environment, and wealth comes from the act of communicating. That's why Facebook and them are trillionaires. Maybe. You're not sure about that.
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
No, because it's more about Raquel Welch has a hoo-hoo. If you see Raquel Welch's hoo-hoo, that's more valuable than seeing Jane Fonda's hoo-hoo, because everybody's already seen Jane Fonda's hoo-hoo. It has no value.
Hmm.
But they're both
hoo-hoos. So the Internet thrives on revealing the hidden.
The mystery science fiction theater is only valued on the Damascus Road. It is not valued on the Emmaus Road, because on the Emmaus Road you can ask questions, you can engage, you can find out the details. It's kind of like in the McLuhan Quadrant. You can figure it out, and what you figure out is that you can't figure it out. Thompson says it's all figured out, but you're screwed at the end of it.
Right. So is ion a molecule or an atom or something else?
We're a positively charged electron.
Ah, no, space. Ions are positively charged space, not electron.
Which is the electron.
Okay.
Is
there confusion? What, Carol?
You said an ion with a positively charged state.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What is he saying here?
Electron.
No, I'm not talking about electron. Ions, positively charged space, is that atomic level, molecular level, or another level?
It's every level. It's where the electrons are. In the ionosphere.
So this is why there's a blur between the atomic and the molecular? It's merged. It's overlaid.
Croker. It's Croker. That's the Croker quadrant, Bob.
How is that the Croker quadrant?
The overlay. The overlay of the disaster, but there's a solution. There's a solution. You can't get esoteric because the esoteric will leave you in the ditch to die.
All right. So here...
Has to be founded to something or against something, or you can't right justify either. It's why it's the counterpart.
The counterpart of the Thompson quadrant is Croker. What's there mean to right justify? Is that something to do with the 90-degree angle?
Yeah, if you right justify, you can calculate the actual amount of angle, degree of angle, if you have a right corner to justify it to. How close or far it is to a right angle is to right justify the angle. So you know exactly how close or far you are away.
From 90 degrees? Where's 90 degrees fit into that statement?
The L. That's what L on the Stranger Things was. 11.
Is that why you talk about Linda with an L or an R or something?
Yes.
You emphasize the L. That's the right justified. That's the 90 degree has come in.
And we did.
Why is the 90 degree angle important, if that's what you just said? That it was
that's
important.
How you gauge how close or far away you are to the angle or degree that you're prescribing. If you right justify any angle, you can tell where you are. If it's 28 degrees, you don't know 28 degrees unless you have a right angle to compare it to. If you just say 28 degrees, based on what? Well, 28 degrees from the sun. I'm 28 degrees from Carolyn. I'm 28 degrees from the refrigerator. Well, you don't know. If you right justify, it's like, I'm 28 degrees to the refrigerator from the right triangle. So,
why am I?
How you make it work mathematically. How you make it work out mathematically. Which Bucky Fuller says is the only way you can prove anything.
Why am I indifferent to all these patterns? And what'd you say?
Because you're the dark soul. You're the dark soul.
No. What did you just say that you, I drowned out? You done Bucky
because
Fuller, and then you,
it's like Bucky. That's the same reason Bucky Fuller was trying to be smart, but he couldn't figure it out either.
Okay,
But he was very smart, but he couldn't figure it out either.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty smart. Why am I indifferent to knowledge?
And you can't figure it out. Because you don't, you know it's changing. You know it's eviscerated. The second you prove it, it's over. That's how smart you are. The second you know something is, it's not. And if you don't know it is, then it could be. But if it could be, then it might apply. So get all the good out of the might-bes, that's the Maccabees, that's the Bible books that aren't there. Get the Maccabees. Get all the good out of the Maccabees, and then you can put them back in. But if you put them back in, it becomes John 3:16, then it becomes obfuscated. So then you're back in LaRouche, and you're lost again. Some other thing is going to control you.
Was James Joyce showing that in Finnegan's Wake?
In the red box sidebar. In the red box. In the red box sidebar, you're going to ask about this, but you haven't asked yet. We're tired of waiting, so we're going to say it now. In the red box this week, Trump's got the new thing that the coronavirus is worse than they thought, and that it's now in the meat supply, and it's now morphed into the cutting boards, into the knives, into the problems, into the things.
Mm-hmm.
And so now the new news is fixing to be in just a second that they have to provide some type of COVID-19 response that includes the pandemic condition of the Spanish flu, that this is worse.
Wow.
And that it's serious, and that don't listen to anything we said so far. It's fucked off.
Wow.
Now it's hit Thailand. And that's what got them stirred up, because it's hit Thailand. They've had none.
Mm.
Now they're even laid waste with it, because they love them some pig. Okay. Because the electrolytes are what's being affected. Now stop just a minute. Now that's sidebar. And here's what you know. What you know is that the systems in the meat sack body are shifting. The way electrolytes are processed in the body. Mm. That's why you made Remake.
This was a question. Bob was in Rixdorf, and he asked about the minerals. And you said the monks picked Rixdorf because of the minerals. There did special things. Bob asked, were they from parallel worlds? And I said they were. And you said you wouldn't answer anything more about it. Are you ready to answer more about what these minerals were and why they were sent there?
Not just yet. You need to wait one more second, because we'll be able to send you to your refrigerator and you can pick out some stuff. But not yet, because you haven't gone to the market yet.
Okay. Not ready.
Because when you go to the market, you're going to do it. You pack it all in there, and then we'll say, go here. And you go, I got to unpack all this stuff to look at it. Yes, you got to unpack all this stuff to get it. And then there it'll be. So
there will be, okay, Bob, there will be the minerals in my marketing stuff?
Uh-huh. Yeah, in plain sight. Karen, we got to make this simple, because you can't make this too easy, darling, because it's already looking suspicious. It looks like you're plotting this. It looks like you're setting off the nuclear bomb to increase the radiation. It looks like you're causing the tectonic plates to move to cause the earthquake that's going to move things around. And that's not very apropos to what you're trying to, the condition you're trying to respond to. You're not trying to cause ascension, you're trying to promote it.
Yeah, but that's what's happening.
Yeah, we know. That's why we're trying to slow it down, but we can't. Y'all keep jumping off the damn cliff.
Thank you, Ion. Bob has taken over. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, darling. It's great. Be very hold your gifts as precious. Hold your gifts as precious, because they are.
I know that. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you.
That last topic, you're doing, triggering off things, and Ian wants you to back off?
Mm-mm. No, she's doing great. Just make sure she's noting her condition. She's trying to, if you don't know what condition your condition is in, you may have the gift that everything's been looking for that's holding everything back that you have in your hand that you're not aware of. And so you want to make sure if you're aware cognitively, then you can embrace all that is. And if it validates or proves your ascension, then great. You have it. It's the proof's in the pudding. Well, somebody's going to make a pudding if it's going to prove.
Yeah, I guess I remember what I wanted to ask. You say it's being noticed that Carolyn's got the bomb. Is this being noticed by Emory or the Department of Homeland Security kind of noticing?
You're a little too clever these days, Bob. You get on the show and you say, see, we told you this was going to happen. See, we told you this how it's going to be. See, Secret Council of 10 pronounced this 100 years ago. See, Otto von Hesburgh, come right along. Fascism's going to take over. We're going to fund it this way. See, we're going to have Mussolini. Mussolini's coming back to take over. Tea with Mussolini. Oh, see? There's a cartoon of me and Mussolini having tea. Isn't that wonderful? Now, here we are, looking at anti-fascola, trying to run the zeitgeist to undo all of democracy. Well, we said when capitalism fails, that's where we came in. So, see, we're validating that, yep, it's the end of capitalism. Oh, okay, good, just so everybody knows. Thank you, Reverend Stang, for the position. I just want to testify. Just want to hold my mule. Let me testify in just a minute. Just testifying a little bit. That's all that's happening, Bob. You just testify.
Oh, here it is. The cartoon about Mussolini that I made, Carol?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
He says back in 1938, you ever heard of Ion? He talks about Ion in 38.
Of course.
He knew. Of course. He knew he'd be involved with it later.
Of course. And that's what they're doing right now. And why do you think they're after the statue of Christopher Columbus, for God's sake? Who the fuck cares about Christopher fucking Columbus? Who even knows? What of that group? What of that group even knows who Christopher Columbus was? He wouldn't know who Columbus was.
Well, why are they after him?
Why not? He's a black statue. Black Lives Matter. Knock down the black statue. See, that's the Mussolini thing. That's the thing with fascism. They're so easily spawned into this mess, they'd have no idea. It's like a deer panteth for water. They don't know they're thirsty, but they panteth for water.
You are connected in HD audio.
So you're saying,
please record your name after the tone and press the pound key.
Situation, the fascists misinterpret what's going on.
The conference is in presentation mode. There are 16 parties in the conference.
The higher you rate it, the more incredulous this environ will become. The Croker said it. Croker, what does Croker say? The bigger the picture, the more confused the view. The bigger the picture, the more confused the view. Croker.
Well, are you saying we don't give the big picture?
No. The little man is more confused. Those people that are running around spending their lives vicariously to get and try to burn down a federal courthouse that's not open because of the coronavirus. Who gives a fuck whether there's a virus thing or not? Burn it down. The government will just build another one. Blow it up. Who's going to care? They're not there. They're not doing anything. Yeah. It's nonsensical, Bob. That's the whole point. I mean, that's the point.
Well, that's the spasm of their spasticness as they die from the frequency change.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're noticing. They're very irritated, though, that something's wrong. Something's different. Something's out of whack. Something doesn't feel good. Their tummy hurts, Bob. Their tummy hurts. And they don't know why their tummy hurts, but their tummy really hurts. Yeah.
Okay. Colin Powell knew Roxy's father. And Roxy was in the room with them.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Roxy's
father was more important than she. But we had him there.
And Roxy's father, Colin was pretty smart in tuning into important people.
No. he was pretty available to follow the mean that was paying him money checks. That's about what it amounted to.
So someone told him to become, or the population does that. No, not combo electron.
28 degrees. You don't know 28 degrees. I'm at the right corner to justify it to. How close or far it is to a right angle is to right justify the angle. So you know exactly how close or far you are away.
To any 90 degrees? It's not, where's 90 degrees fit into that statement?
The L. That's what L on the Stranger Things was. 11.
Is that why you
L.
talk about Linda with an L or an R or something?
Yes.
You emphasize the L. That's the right justified. That's the 90 degree has come in.
And we did.
Why is the 90 degree angle important, if that's what you just said, that it was
that's
important?
That's how you gauge how close or far away you are to the angle or degree that you're prescribing. If you right justify any angle, you can tell where you are. If it's 28 degrees, you don't know 28 degrees unless you have a right angle to compare it to. If you just say 28 degrees, based on what? Well, 28 degrees from the sun. Well, I'm 28 degrees from Carolyn. I'm 28 degrees from the refrigerator. Well, you don't know. If you right justify, it's like, oh, okay, I'm 28 degrees to the refrigerator from the right triangle. So,
why am I?
How you make it work mathematically. How you make it work out mathematically. Which Bucky Fuller says is the only way you can prove anything.
Why am I indifferent to all these patterns? And what'd you say?
Because you're the dark soul. You're the dark soul.
No. What did you just say that I drowned out? You're done Bucky
because,
Fuller, and then
it's like Bucky. That's the same reason Bucky Fuller was trying to be smart, but he couldn't figure it out either.
Okay,
Bucky couldn't figure it out either. But he was very smart, but he couldn't figure it out either.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty smart. Why am I indifferent to knowledge?
You can't figure it out. Because you know it's changing. You know it's eviscerated. The second you prove it, it's over. That's how smart you are. The second you know something is, it's not. And if you don't know it is, then it could be. Well, if it could be, then it might apply. So get all the good out of the might-bes. That's the Maccabees. That's the Bible books that aren't there. Get the Maccabees. Get all the good out of the Maccabees, and then you can put them back in. But if you put them back in, and it becomes John 3:16, then it becomes obfuscated. So then you're back in LaRouche, and you're lost again. Some other thing is going to control you.
Was James Joyce showing that in Finnegan's Wake?
Perfectly. That's why you actually like that. It's why you don't like Ulysses, and you do like Finnegan's Wake. Well,
yes.
As far as you like anything, but yeah, you don't like anything except Carolyn.
And what is that about me being, what was the dark soul factor? Because I'm the dark soul, I'm indifferent.
Yeah, because you're the dark soul, you don't embrace anything except Carolyn.
So is this Newtonian law an example? A guy named Andrew Huberman, some kind of physicist, in an interview said, there's five factors in maybe consciousness, though I don't know if you use that word. He says there's sensations, then there's perceptions, then there's feelings / emotions, which are brain-body states, then there's thoughts, which arise spontaneously, running in the background, and then there's actions. And the ground of all that is the autonomic system, which determines and shifts the focus on the brain or body. That is his summary of what humans are living with. Do you agree with those categories?
Okay, we don't argue. We don't care.
Well, he's talking about the brain and the body, but he's leaving out the brain in the body, which is the penis brain. That's where he loses. And that's maybe half the story he's left out, correct?
A little more than half the story, because if you don't have the penis brain, then you don't know where you are. Then you're going to find yourself sitting somewhere with an abacus trying to calculate the words of some zeitgeist that you didn't already understand in the first place.
Are there going to be machines, or will science, just like they're going to validate ascension, are they going to validate the role of the penis brain at some point with their technologies and measuring devices? Yes, they will. All of it will be known and tabulated and marked down. And those...
And obsolesced and retrieved.
And idiots, the leftover of the little man, will try to exploit it to make some other kind of new knowledge. And
the
avoid the process
people.
Of... The what?
The private people.
Yeah, the private people will do that, and they'll ignore ascension itself. Correct?
Okay. Okay.
All right, I think we've done that. Oh, final point.
Well, excellent. Final point.
No, one more point. I think somebody told me that crop circles, Ion said they were made by the Earth. What is the Earth when you say crop circles are a product of Earth?
Oh,
what is
things
it?
Things inside the Earth.
Is that down in the magma that's being activated by
no.
the flipping of the pole?
No. It becomes part. Kind of like, you know, the movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still, or Journey into Next Tuesday from Tomorrow, or the Cathedral.
Yeah, you mean there's Lemurians? There's a civilization inside the Earth?
Well, they're not Lemurians. It's not that. It's the humans are in the Earth. They put things in the future from the past, in the past that is the future.
Aha. Uh-huh. So the Earth, what we call the hollow Earth, beneath the surface, contains past, present, future. Maybe
okay.
more future.
Okay, that's represented. There's a, you can look, watch the series. You won't do this, but somebody else listening to this might. Watch the Travelers. Watch the Travelers. And that'll give you an actual keynote with the bravado that some humans have. Watch the Travelers. You'll see it.
Okay, so the crop circles are being projected technologically from, the past, present, future zone inside the surface of the Earth.
Correct.
And
their
that
guidance,
includes...
Their guidance markers. Their guidance markers. Now that's the same thing that made, Mr. Crowley famous with, Ozzy Osbourne, remember?
Well, Ozzy made Crowley famous, is that what you're saying?
Or vice versa. See?
Right.
Maybe Ozzy made, Crowley famous. Nobody knew who he was, nobody cared. He wasn't
right.
a dope smoker, okay. he wasn't a day tripper, so he didn't know.
Okay, so, will we meet the actions in the Earth that we're talking about underneath the skin of the Earth, the surface, that would include the area that's bigger in the Pacific Ocean than what the Hubble telescope can see in the universe. That would be part of this hollow past, present, future environment. Will we be introduced to that by me meeting the aliens or meeting something, or will they show themselves what is in there? Or is it not limited to the human form? Will they show themselves?
They will.
All right. Will I be involved with that? Of course I will. Nothing gets done without me there, correct? Yes. That's not E.T. contact. What we're talking about, foreign body contact, that's not from that core in Hollow Earth zone, is it?
No.
Right. But it's a complementary. It's the inner zone. Not outer space, it's inner space. Would you say that? What do you think of that, Carl?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this hollow Earth zone, is that where the past pluperfect is a major factor?
Every level is past pluperfect factor.
It's in there, past pluperfect, like magnesium, it's in everywhere, in every enzyme system. Okay, so... Is that it? Well, we had an odd moment there with the tech body. The way I perceived it is it stopped after about 4 minutes of the recording. And I called back in, but it didn't register anything. I got in there, but couldn't hear anything. So then I put on my Skype, and I could hear a lot of static, but someone talking. It sounded like Jermaine. And I was like, that's fucking Jermaine. Soon as the thing stopped, it got screwed up. She jumped in and started talking to Ayad. But then people were saying, music is on. And then other people, and then in Bill's system, it said the crop circle thing was on. So I didn't know if it was Jermaine. So then I called Bill. He kind of figured out, oh, he didn't even know what was going on, but he figured it out. So we finished the recording. That's August. This was played August 1st, Saturday night. But I found out, looking at the archives, 12 minutes of it were chopped off. That's why no one had heard the stuff about the crop circles that night. And I thought they did. And so then we played a bit on Saturday, the crop circle part, this last Saturday. And then we played it again here, but you heard this earlier part about Hollow Earth Connection. I don't think anybody had heard that before. So we have a big delay here. Sorry, but the important thing is you got to hear the recording. I'm going to have to go and check to see if the crop circle was the last category or the last topic. What else is there to clarify here? When the music was being played, according to people hearing it, my board had a music sign all lit up by each caller. I'd never seen that sound or that icon before. So since I got mad at Jermaine, I guess I owe her one. So now, Jermaine, did you jump in and start talking Ion 10, 15
no,
minutes
that
ago?
No, that wasn't me. It was some weird voice and some background noise, but it wasn't me.
There was a weird voice? It wasn't the recording.
It sounded like it was someone talking in the background, but it wasn't me.
Wow. Yes, I was getting it, something being talked, but it was all staticky, mm-hmm. and I thought, well, that's the recording, but it didn't sound like my rhythm of speech. Then I thought it sounded like your rhythm of speech, so I thought that you had come in and started talking to Ion. But I remember Ion was muted. So it was all mixed up. That was a very dramatic tech body warp on us. Even Bill.
It was.
Okay, so yeah. Let's hear your questions. I'll bring in Ion, and we'll carry on.
Okay.
Like we've been doing for 10 years. 10 years we've been on the Emmaus Road here. Okay, let's see if this is Ion. Is that you, Ion?
To do, dreaming of me and you.
You're still singing.
I can't wait. Hey, holla.
Hi, Ion. Holla.
Hey, that was a tech buddy hoo-hoo, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They should have bought Bill 2 cheeseburgers.
That sounds good, cheeseburgers right now. So, Ion, I have two questions. You left a clue for Bert last week, and you said 12 of 12 of tech, of the tech body, 12 of 12 of tech body is the kingdom. So 12 kingdoms in the third key is in the 12 parts of the tech body presently. So my question was, so when we do the third key, is that where the tech body is presently? In the 12 kingdoms as we do?
No. Ask Carolyn. She's just redoing that, fine-tuning that right now. Ask Carolyn. She knows all about that.
Okay. So then I'll move to my second one, and I'll ask
you. Hold on.
Okay.
This is what we're talking about. You have aspect, okay? You're in the fourth grade, and you ask where the babies come from. You really don't want to know all the details. But now you're getting to graduate school, and you're really interested in where the babies come from. Now you're starting to apply how this connects inside, outside of a tech body world. Okay, let's do it like this. You know what an egg is?
Yes.
Yes or no? Okay, do you know an egg has the albumen around the egg, and then the inside the egg is a yolk?
Yes.
So you got a yolk in the center, then you got the white stuff, the albumen, and you got a shell, right?
Yes. Correct, yes.
Okay, is all that in this world?
I would say yes, because we've learned that everything's
okay,
in this world.
Okay, you don't have to have a bequire, but we agree. If that egg is in this world, okay, let's say the tech body is the white part, and the shell is non-physical, and the yolk is you. Okay? You're trying to fit in this thing inside. So you're asking, does a certain key move the angels or preclude the albumen or the white part of an egg, which is what or how or when or... Do you see? You're asking the question correctly. You're trying to apply a key to the mark.
Yep.
Meaning, you're trying to apply the key to a tech body aspect. The angel's supposed to do something.
Yeah.
Okay. But now, easy. Now, here's where your question is. What difference does it make? You don't want to make an omelet. You don't want to whoop up you in the tech body, do you?
No.
Now, you'd like to run it. Now, Jenny Bell says she runs it. And that's all right. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody mad. That's perfectly all right until it ain't. See, it's all right till it ain't.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so that's what I'm saying. You got to be real careful. You don't want to have to make too many steps. Measure twice and cut once. You know what that means?
Measure twice. No, I don't. Measure twice and cut
once. Okay. You're making masks. Okay. And you have to sew a machine.
Yep.
And you're laying out your pattern. You're going to measure that thing two times before you cut it. Otherwise, you're going to cut it and it's wrong and you're going to cut it again. So rather than measure than cutting twice, measure it twice and cut it only one time. That way you're careful.
Okay.
Alright, so now, this is perfect. Now ask Karen about the key part. She's redoing that right now. She's way better than most of y'all, by the way. She's way good at it. It's scaring me. It's pretty scary, because she's actually good. She's pretty good at it. Just saying. She's doing real good. Alright? Now, set that aside.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, the point now becomes how it applies to this, condition. You're trying to find out which key affects the tech body. And that's fine. You're saying that it drives the 12 twelfths of the tech body. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's your question?
Yes.
Okay. And if that is the key that does that, what does that mean to you? You're asking a good question. So now let's apply.
Yes.
If that's true, what you going to do? Who are you going to call?
Well, for me, Ghostbusters, for me, it's that you've told me to get out of the way so the tech body takes over. So that would be for me.
Yeah, because it's going to. Now, wait now.
Okay.
Listen, it's going to.
Okay.
It's going to. Okay. Now, let's take this one step further. Let's say that it happens, then it is. All right, now you're trying to get you, the scriptures say, I am in the world, but I'm not of the world. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the strippers say. When they go to the strip club and the strippers taking the clothes off for the money, that's what they say. It's in the scriptures. Okay. Do you know what a water bottle is that's empty?
Yes.
Okay. You know what eggs are? We already went over that. Let's say you start cracking eggs in a bowl and you don't break the yolks, so they're circular. Can you picture that? Five of them in a bowl?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. They're all wrapped up in that tech body, aren't they? The albumen, the white part.
Yeah.
Clear at that point. You're trying to get it out without disturbing it, because you don't want to get whooped. You don't want to get whooped in it. You don't want to become an omelet, a frittata, and then try to pull yourself out of it. That's where most people get messed up. See, there's the rub. Now that's the trouble. Okay. Now, look here. Check this out. If you get the right key, here's what you can do. You take the empty water bottle, nothing in it, clean inside, dry. You squeeze it in the middle, and you hold it down into the bowl where the eggs are, and sort of put the mouth of that water bottle on one of the egg yolks, and let your hand let it don't squeeze it, let off on it, and it will suck that egg yolk. It will suck that egg yolk out of the albumin. And you can put it in a separate bowl, and then they're separated. You're out of this world. You're not in the tech body swamp. If you have the right key. If you don't have the right key, then you're going to be what Jack hopes you'll do for him someday with seed. That's just Jack. I fuck with my Jack. So it's all right. So now you see the difference? Now your question is right.
Yes.
But you're not trying to master it. You're trying to figure out how to accurately separate from it. Separate from it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
now, are you still involved in it? Yes. Are you looking at it? Yes. Is it in your world? Yes. Can it be slapped on you? Yes. Can it be put in the floor and be slick as owl shit and let you fall and break a hip on it? Yes. Can it do you in? Yes. Sure can. Can you put it in your hair and it be a beautiful, wonderful conditioner for your hair? Yes, it can.
Yep.
It can. Like mayonnaise. The oil and eggs and mayonnaise is a great conditioner for the hair. You got to put it on and wrap your hair up in a
my mom told me that one.
Well, we haven't answered the question yet. We just told you the possibilities. Now, the conditioned response is, back to the question, you're trying to figure out the correct key, which would represent the water bottle, to make that separation, to exit you from that conversation. But that's not what you asked. What you asked was, how do I open the tech body with a key? We go, well, you can, till you don't. But you've got a much greater chance of making a goddamn omelet trying to fuck the tech body until you attend.
Yep, I get it.
Rather than just being removed from it until you are whole.
Wow.
You see that?
Yes. That's pretty good. So can I ask you that question now? What is the key to be the bottle to remove it, to remove myself?
Didn't say. That's the whole point. We don't want you to hurt yourself. Honey, be still.
Yeah.
If you don't think we can't line up them cervix, we can line up them cervix, but that's not what you're asking for. Let's get good with this process before you start slinging a tin blade.
All right.
Because what's gonna happen is you're gonna do it. Because what's gonna happen is you're gonna do it and you're not gonna be happy with the outcome. You have to be very careful.
Okay.
You're dealing in a realm that's now said that, well, we don't know, you left California at a real good time, but it's still unbelievable that the beautiful, nice, wonderful, good weather, everything's cool, parties are hot, men are hot, everything's hot, the Lamborghinis and the rented Hummers are big, and everything is something, whatever that is, unless you're in Hawthorne or El Segundo, but everything was a certain way. It ain't that way no more. Your question could just as easily be, hey, Ion, give me the key that straightens out Los Angeles, the city of angels. Give me the key
straightens it out.
Yeah, make it so I can be in that paradise. We said, no.
Yeah, you told me that one.
But I'm going to bet. That's exactly what you're asking right here. You're wanting the key to straighten it out.
Oh.
Say, separate.
Okay.
Don't straighten it out. Because when you get in it, you're in it. You're in the goddamn moment. Then the next thing you know, you're asking Jack when he can have sex. That's no fun. That's no fun. You driving this, honey. You got this. It's what you say. Don't tell him that. Don't give him a complex, bless his heart. He's feeble-minded when it comes to you, darling. You know that. That's all right. It's okay. It's a good day. But see, that's the point. You don't want it to be like that because guess what? Guess what? You know where Salton is? You know where Salton is?
Salton, no.
In California, in Los Angeles. You know where the Salton Lake is?
Oh, the Salton Lake, yes.
You know the town right there at Salton across the lake?
I've heard of it, yeah.
You have? Well, you might better get Google Earth and take a little snapshot of it.
Yeah.
Because it won't be there. Okay. It won't last long.
Oh, it's going to disappear?
It's what's kicking off what we call the Andreas effect.
So
a needle pulling thread. Even if you had a key in the city of angels that straightened it out, that stopped all the wars and rumors of wars and the corona and the killing and the whatever, it takes care of all that, it still won't undo the obvious that has to take place at Lake Salton.
Okay.
You see?
I understand.
We're trying to save the yoke so that the yoke's not on you, darling.
Okay.
We don't want the yoke on you. We want it whole.
Okay. Whole. The albumin. Okay.
Now you make sure you get this clear because Bob doesn't have a clue in this living world what in the hell you are even talking about. He doesn't know what an egg is. He doesn't know what the yaller is. He doesn't even know if he eats eggs. Carolyn, he doesn't know if Carolyn has the little white things, and then they had brown eggs. That's a dirty egg. Can't have that. Then one time he had an ostrich egg. He don't know. Bob don't know. So
you're going to have to explain it.
He don't know. So you,
I never been to Lake.
You got it. Now listen. If that's true, and you say you got it, then you got to be able to explain it to Bob.
Explain it.
If you can explain it to Bob, we'll give you. If you can explain it to Bob, we'll give you the key. If you can explain it to Bob, we'll give you the key. We don't want to get you hurt. This is almost out of your pay grade, darling. We saved you. We have pulled you aside, and most of your damn ungrateful family, too. They're the most ungrateful people I've ever known have access to, ever. And we're going to jerk a knot in their ass. And then the lease is going to fall off them cars. Don't you think they not? Yeah, say something. But that's neither here nor there. You're not being punished. But at some point, somebody's going to have to get out of that damn bed and get something going. At some point, you got to get in this land of the living. At some point.
Yeah.
Now, we don't know when. We don't know when.
All right, we did that, Ion. Got to move on.
So, after show, explain it to Bob.
So, Jermaine, see if he can get an hour away from Jack. We'll have a tete-a-tete, and you'll tell me whatever the hell I'm supposed to know.
Yeah.
He can stay. It'll just make his tee-tee hard talking to you, Bob, though. That's what happens.
That's right. Okay. All right. So let me move on. Thank you very much, Jermaine.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
I think you disclosed.
I had another good one too, Bob, about the cellular.
There are other people here, Jermaine.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, we're doing a tech test with Susanna. Is that you, Susanna?
Is that like a tit test, Bob? Is that like a tit test when you get a mammography?
See, is he still a woman? Is that you, Susanna?
Can you hear me?
Yes, Susanna. Yeah.
Hello.
Is that the first time you've been on SIP?
It well, I was on it on Saturday, but I was listening mostly.
Yeah, so what's the big deal? Why do you want to be on SIP?
Do I sound better? Is it better listening? Is it better hearing?
I think so. Okay, so go ahead. What question you got?
Why do you say that?
Why do you what? What'd you say?
Ion said I was insipid.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Because you're on SIP.
Okay. Hey, Ion, I was listening to archives from the personal sessions that you have with Bob, and you were explaining the differences between worlds and realms, and something you said that if you're in a realm, it can shift and it can turn into another world. Did you mean that it would, then is it divided? Is there a division between?
Oh, God.
And that's why it's another world?
Do not make this hard. This is not hard. Do you know Belgium? Do you know where Belgium is? Do you know the city,
country,
state of Belgium? Okay, that Belgium, would you agree it's in this world or whatever world you're in right now?
Yes.
Yes or no? Have you been to Belgium?
No.
How do you know? You don't.
I don't recall ever being there.
Okay. Now, if there's another world, based on what you know, another world would also include a Belgium. As far as you know, would it not?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. You hadn't been to that one either.
No.
Okay.
Well, that's an assumption.
Well, we're talking about ashes and you and me, aren't we? So
but you know what happens.
That assumes. That's the point. That's the point. So, from this side, the realm can shift. So, don't bank on the realm, work on the world. Don't bank on the realm, bank on the world. And if you do that, then what happens is it makes no never mind which realm you've attached because it's going to apply to whatever world you're in. You see, vibrational frequency allows everybody to have whatever they want, however they want, the way they want it. But if everybody wanted a Porsche, I guess they could have it, but the good news is not everybody wants a Carrera Porsche.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to have everybody having a Carrera Porsche. You see? Some people like the Lamborghinis, but some people don't. So therefore there's enough from a frequency standpoint, but you could have enough Porsches created. It's like ventilators. Trump's going to make enough ventilators so everybody can have two. One good ventilator and then a backup. He's going to make sure everybody has two ventilators per person in their world. He's producing them hard. But that so ever world can also enjoy ventilators. Did you hear that? So now the realms are not permeable. So that's what you know. Worlds you don't necessarily know, so let them change as they will. Let them shift and change as they will. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
And when you say realms are what we know, is it beyond what our lying eyes see?
Hold on.
What we know?
Well, you don't know. Your lying eyes has never seen Belgium, and yet you know it. Yeah, you know about where it is. You can find it on a map. You can see pictures of it. You can sketch it on a notepad. You can look at a painting and say, oh, that's Belgium. I know Belgium, it's under sea level. Oh, yes. You don't know that. You're going by the visceral application of a tactile knowing that may or may not be embraced. Because Bob might say, there is no more Prussia. Where the hell is Prussia? Ain't no Prussia. And we can show you on a map where Prussia is. Take my ass to Czechoslovakia, goddammit.
Sorry, Ion, there is no Czechoslovakia. It's gone. It got eat up. Eat up! Who the hell eats up a country? They change. So you can't base your ability to navigate on these realms. You know them, but just let them come and go as they will. Just like you lost Prussia. And you did. Gone.
Okay, very good, Suzanne. I think we should have someone else on now.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. You're doing good. Bob fucked up all our time with his stupid cake buddy shit, but it was great fun after that, huh, girl?
Yes, thank you so much, Ion. Thank you, Bob.
Okay, Suzanne, we'll see you on the tailgate.
Okay.
Oh yes, the gate of tail. We're gonna buy. We're gonna buy Jake some bacon.
Yeah. Okay. So, Scott usually has something. You got a point to make, Scott? Scott wasn't ready. Should always be ready, Scott.
Okay.
ABR.
ABR.
Okay. Always be ready.
Are you miss the pussy every time? Always be ready.
That's important.
Well, yep, it's good. ABR. Bucky Fuller would have been ready.
Yeah, he hardly ever slept. He's like Bob.
Is that right? I'm never sleeping. He never sleeps. Yeah.
Is there a reveal coming this month, and what's the nature of the reveal?
Your first part went away, and your second part wasn't clear. So Bob's going to flip
out
and throw you over the boat. So before we answer it, clean it up for the record so he ain't screaming at you or us.
Is there a big reveal coming in August? And if so, what's the nature of that reveal?
You can revel in revelation if the reveal is revelated. Revelation has to do with cognitive desire. Cognitive desire is the essence of things not seen, but yet subjugated from a parameter in a z-axis that is well plotted. So your revelation can only be calculated from a proper application of a z-axis at 27.2 degrees north. And, oops, you're not going to get the rest of it. that's a good part of it. That's a real good part of it. Yeah, it could be. It's more likely going to be September, but it very well could be.
Okay, 27 degrees, that's below the 33rd parallel. So that's...
No. We're talking about plotting axes. It's not the world.
Oh, okay.
You were mad because you couldn't get a z-axis. We said you weren't ready for it. Now we're trying to ease it in on you, and you're trying to make it over world domination. This ain't pinky in the brain. We've already done that.
All right.
But your reading is better, and don't let the bastards get you down. You should learn that in Latin.
Don't let the bastard get me down. I'm reading... I'm reading Croker, actually.
We know.
And also...
It's better than Thompson.
Yeah, I'm reading Croker, and also I'm reading some of the McLuhan stuff on interior landscape
that's good stuff.
The levels of apprehension.
Yeah, stages of apprehension.
Station of Apprehension, uh-huh. Which is about internal landscapes And the moment...
External modalities, not internal landscapes. External modalities, because they shift.
You're correcting McLuhan, or you're saying McLuhan knew what he was doing?
No, McLuhan knew what he was doing. That's what we're pointing out.
Yeah.
We didn't want to give the plot away, but that's the point.
Yeah, you're going to compare the first symbolist, known as the Romantics, with the second symbolist around Baudelaire. There's two stages. Baudelaire. Yeah, okay, so we'll talk about that.
Okay, all right.
That's good. We'll do that in tailgate. Let me try to get someone else in
and
here.
Don't forget, pick up Lavalet. Don't forget Lavalet also.
Lavalet, that's the old war wound.
Yeah, that's
the old war wound, Lavalet.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right. Because that way you can prove, you can show your work. If you include Lavalet, you can show your work. But otherwise, you're going to sound like Andrew Crystal and think you know something.
Okay, thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, probably, what's her name?
What's your name?
Gone. Linda.
Hello, Gone. Hello, Gone.
Linda was going to talk. Where are you, Linda? Well, let's go back over to Somerton. You want to speak now, Somerton? 215? Oh, here's Linda up here. Sorry, Linda. All right, go ahead.
Hi, Ion. Genesis 11:1, it says the whole earth was of one language. And there's a statement I came across recently that says mathematics is the language of the gods. Would you agree that the one language is mathematics?
Okay. What are numbers? What are mathematics? Numbers are angles. And that's all we've been talking about since day one with the zillions of angles and the dodecahedron. And that's what numbers are. You know, 7 is 7 angles. 8 is 8 angles. 2 is 2 angles. You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Good. So, yes, in that case, it is.
Okay.
We had to do the simple. Mommy and daddy love each other, and when they're together, then they have a baby. That's enough.
Okay. And of one speech, would the one speech be algorithms?
But see, you don't know what algorithms mean, so we can't agree because what you think an algorithm is, it is not. Because our algorithms are profound in Faraday cage fractals, and yours are not.
Oh, okay.
So it's not really fair. But see, we are on the inside track. We know a little more about it. Because otherwise, if we said yes, we would outdo Coldplay. Wouldn't work. Couldn't work. There'd be no room for it to work, you see.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, just another quick thing.
That's pretty good.
I'm scheduled for a blepharoplasty surgery in a couple of weeks, and the doctor told me not to be taking magnesium during the next 2 weeks. And that doesn't sound right. Does that sound okay to you?
Okay. We don't care, all right? What he doesn't know is the kind of magnesium that you're taking. So you should call and say, I'm taking this magnesium. And then ask him if it's a problem, why? Because typically it would have an interaction with the medicines they'd use in the procedure. And if that's true, then listen to your doctor. We've never heard us say that ever, one time ever. But we're saying if he knew the kind of magnesium you're taking, he might say, okay, fine. But rather than undo it, get with him because he's the one that told you, not us.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Hey, yes, I'm
okay, thank you, Linda.
Yay.